Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I just think for a few minutes we need to quickly talk about this because there's a lot of confusion and now a lot of divide over the subject of people comparing the mandates and some of our current politics to Nazi Germany. And I'm here to say everybody's right and everybody's wrong, all right? And I think we might need to come up with a new term because I completely understand why people are trying to look for the warning signs, and I also completely understand why people are insulted by thinking that they're being called a Nazi if they end up being pro-vaccine or pro-mandate. So let's just quickly review, okay? So I'm a Jew. My family lived in Germany. They lived in Austria. They lived in Poland. There was a pre-concentration camp era and a post-concentration camp era. Those of my family who were able to escape, not a lot of them did, left pre-concentration camp when there were warning signs. Those that were like, you're kidding me. No one's going to kill us. No one's, all right, I'll just show them my papers, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to give up my house. I'm not going to give up my, where do I go? They're dead. And so we as children and progeny of our dead ancestors keep being told, you know, never again. You need to vow never again. You're never going to let this happen. Because Jews let it happen, non-Jews let it happen, non-Jews died, gypsies died, homosexuals died. We lost Catholics, Christians, Jews, because a regime went unchecked. And so that's why all of us, whether you're Democrat or Republican, say never again, never again. Now, when you say never again and you take that vow, that's easy to say never again, but it charges you, it deputizes you, and it instills in you that duty to make sure you don't see early signs of it and to stop it and prevent it so it doesn't happen again. Now, I'm still in disbelief. I still am blown away at what happened to my family. I just still can't believe humans would do that to other humans. But that's why every now and then I bring up going, look guys, you know, I saw what this person did. This person just stabbed and raped somebody out of nowhere. This person turned somebody in for not wearing a mask. You know, these behaviors haven't gone away. But when somebody is in support of mandates, green passes, all the stuff that's going on, they don't want to be called a Nazi. They don't deserve to be called a Nazi. Because to them, a Nazi is somebody that shot up people, even innocent kids, and threw them into, you know, gas chambers at a concentration camp. So the proper terminology would be, if if we're concerned that we might be exhibiting some early pre-concentration camp behaviors that were witnessed during Hitler's rise to power, we might need to come up with a different term. Now, some of you might say, Dr. Dahlia, where the hell are there similarities? Okay, well, I mean, let's bring up book burning. I mean, the book burning. The book burning was a means to control education, was a means to stamp out propaganda. Right? So anybody who kind of has followed that history, when you hear that any education on, you know, there are medications that are being studied for COVID, whether it's the Merck pill or the ivermectin, and you see this, we got to cancel it, it's misinformation, or the term, which is starting to come propaganda, that starts to kind of, you know, make you a little nervous, starts to raise your heart rate. With the concept of signs being on doors, no Jews allowed. In early Germany, no Jews were allowed. We're seeing signs that have to be vaccinated. Now, that isn't it isn't going against somebody who is Jewish and maybe reads and worships through the Old Testament, but if somebody's religion is, look, I want natural immunity, I want to keep up my immune system, you know, I want to do what Aaron Rodgers did, they can't enter certain buildings. So when somebody says some of these moves or these mandates, you know, resemble Nazi Germany, they're not wrong. But when somebody calls somebody a Nazi, they are. You see? So, you know, I don't know if we divide pre-concentration camp to post-concentration camp. I don't know if we come up with a term Nazi-like, fascist-like. But, you know, we have to be very, very concerned about any sort of behavior that could mimic something that was the most atrocious, genocidal, disgusting, evil history in our modern history. There are still people alive from those times. And, you know, Jews are mixed. I mean, you know, Jews are like, okay, gosh, you know, what Hitler did was horrible. There is nothing ever in comparison. I've even said that. I go, don't be trying to say, you know, that you're not being able to buy a dress or something like that is the same as genocide. You're really minimizing and diluting it. And I've spoken out on that. But I've also spoken out on, look, if there are early warning signs of, you know, look, we're going to restrict your ability to work. You're not going to be able to do this until you do what we say. Restrict the news. Restrict some of the discussions. Those are behaviors that were similar.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I love football. I watch every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. I'm watching football. I just love it. I love the plays. I love the anticipation. I love the scoring. I love the touchdown celebrations. I am just a huge fan of football. Sadly, though, as a doctor, when I watch football, I'm always screaming, ooh, ooh, no, ow, ooh, ow. Okay, so, yeah. Hubby screams down the hall, are you okay? What's going on? No, no, no. Bad hit, bad hit, bad fall. You know, and so he knows I'm watching the television. And when you see these mechanisms of injury in real time and in slow time, you know, and in replay, it's crushing because you know the damage that's being done. And but the players, they look good. You know, they get behind the mic. They do their commercials. I love watching Marshawn Lynch. You know, if you want to go pro like Marshawn, I'm like, I want to go pro like Marshawn. You know, he looks like he's doing great. He looks like he's happy. But then you hear a player like Aaron Hernandez from the Patriots or Phillip Adams from the 49ers where they get involved in a possible murder or suicide. You see the video of Richard Sherman getting angry at his in-laws. My grandfather, who was a leatherhead, was very strange in terms of his mood swings and getting mad and threatening and all that. You know, my father, he played soccer. He had some real big, you know, mood swings and anger issues. And so, you know, and I believe they all had depression. So this is a link that we keep bringing up on the show. And it keeps being brought up, and I'm not sure where we go from here. So the latest, if you haven't heard, is NFL defensive back Phillip Adams was found to have suffered from stage 2 CTE upon pathology and biopsy. The Adams family, don't laugh about that. We really got to change that. But the Adams family had asked that there be an exam done, and they used Boston University CTE team. They're one of the best. To take a look at and do an autopsy. And Adams was accused of shooting 6 people prior to killing himself on April 7th, if you remember. Those who died were Dr. Leslie, his wife, his 2 grandchildren, and 2 HVAC workers who were at the home at the time. Then Adams killed himself. And again, allegedly, he never was tried or convicted. So his family asked Boston University to perform an autopsy and review the pathology. And according to Dr. Ann McKee, neuropathologist, he had severe CTE, stage 2, which was very, very extensive. Severe frontal lobe pathology, they say, might have contributed to his behavioral abnormalities in addition to physical, psychiatric, and psychosocial factors. So Adams was only 32 years old. He played 78 NFL games for 6 different teams. And then when he shot and killed Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, allegedly, there was no motive. Nobody knows exactly what happened, but I guess they lived near each other. So today, the doctor, McKee, had said microscopically he had very dense and extensive cell pathology and a pattern and distribution diagnostic of stage 2 CTE. CTE is a progressive degenerative disease caused by repetitive head impacts. It can include concussions, but also smaller hits. They have diagnosed right now CTE in over 700 individuals, including 315 NFL players. He had a 20-year career in football. No doubt he had CTE. She said, we have diagnosed CTE in 24 NFL players who died in their 20s and 30s. Most of the football players had stage 2 CTE. Stage 2 CTE is associated with progressive cognitive and behavioral abnormalities like aggression, impulsivity, explosivity, depression, paranoia, anxiety, poor executive function, and memory loss. Now, I believe the Lisa McHale of the Concussion Legacy Foundation said he was desperately seeking help from the NFL, was denied all claims. Doctors said that he had amphetamines in his system, and he had a prescription for it on the day of the shooting, as well as kratom, an over-the-counter drug that seems to have the same effects as opioids. So he was trying to treat himself. So we talked to you guys, we spoke about how athletes are at risk for this. We talked about expatriates tight end. He was convicted, Aaron Hernandez, but postmortemly, he was found to have even more severe CTE, stage 3 or 4. So the stages of CTE, like stage 1 is where you lose concentration, you can have attention, dizziness issues, headaches. Stage 2 is when you start getting memory loss. We start to see depression, explosive outbursts. By stage 3, you really have worsening loss of memory, bad judgment, ability to do daily tasks, movement disorders, tremors, and suicidality. You almost wonder if Phillip Adams had more of a stage 3, a stage 2 to 3. By stage 4, you're in severe dementia. You have severe cognitive impairment, amnesia. Now, I have said for years that when an injury is happening to any of our running backs, quarterbacks, defensive ends, tight ends, linemen, whatever, they should immediately be putting these people on oxygen. We know that oxygen helps repair when somebody is suffering from inflammation, because when you have a blow to the head, whether you have been knocked unconscious or not, your brain oscillates in the fluid. The fluid is a shock absorber. The brain oscillates and you get this coup, counter coup hit against the skull. So sometimes you might get one blow, but then your brain gets multiple blows as it oscillates back and forth until it finally stops hitting the side of the brain or the side of the skull. So you're going to have inflammation. We need to get oxygen in there. Either give them oxygen or put them on CPAP. And I've said this for years. This has to be studied. There was a case of a two-year-old near-drowning victim. They were able to reverse her brain damage with hyperbaric oxygen. Oxygen at high concentrations. We use it for wounds. Why aren't we using it on our athletes? Now, I also bring up PAAD, or post-athletic activity depression. Michael Phelps has become been very open about his struggle with depression. He admitted at the Kennedy Forum in Chicago in 2018 that he battled depression for years, contemplated suicide, and other people have suffered depression. Terry Bradshaw, Daryl Strawberry, Larry Sanders, Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, Oscar De La Hoya have all brought up their depression. So PAAD is post-athletic activity depression. It's where after your high exercise or after your Olympics or after your stint in the NFL or NHL or whatever, you could end up getting depressed. So that could be even on top of the CTE. And are we there for our players? Are we there to help them through their depression? No. We're like, you made millions of dollars. Once you're off the team, you're off the team. And, you know, Michael Phelps admitted into going into a depression after every Olympics. Now, we know that exercise gets those endorphins, norepinephrine, dopamine, serotonin going. But after, you know, when you're off, if you notice a lot of these people that have a lot of their symptoms, it's because they're out of their sport. So not only is CTE an issue, but also the post-athletic activity depression. And so, I mean, for me, I'm always thinking, okay, well, you know, one day I'll be in the Olympics. I can only move up from here. But a lot of people that made it to the NFL, a lot of people that won Olympic gold, they don't see themselves as being able to move up. They think they're now on a downward trend. That is crushing. You know, you don't have the fans. The money might not be coming in. You know, and you know, where do you go? And then, you know, I think that the way we approach athletics is smart. We make athletes feel like they are gods. We have them all over commercials now. They're Subway commercials. I mean, Tom Brady. Now, mind you, Tom Brady deserves a lot of the quam that he gets. But, I mean, he's not a god. And even in the commercials, you know, I love it, though. They turn to Tom Brady in the Subway commercial, and they go, we don't even have time for this guy. He goes, but I'm Tom Brady. And so, you know, even he makes fun of it, which is really cool, and I think he's got some humbleness to him. But, I mean, you know, we look at athletes as they are heroes. And one thing we learned during this pandemic is there are other heroes besides athletes. Now, mind you, I adore watching what Tom Brady does. You know, Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan. I think these guys are great. But maybe we put these people up on a pedestal so much that then when they're injured and they lose it all, they sink lower than they would. And my guess is the suicidality and the CTE is way more rampant than we could even guess. 1-877-DOC-LA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hulu, Netflix, DoorDash, Zoom, and other sites are down after a huge Amazon server outage. Amazon acknowledging the problem, but has not yet said what's causing it. This is the second such Amazon Web Service outage this month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding her weekly press conference today. Pelosi speaking out against the smash-and-grab crimes that are going on in not only San Francisco, but other cities as well, like Los Angeles and Chicago.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue. But the fact is that there is an attitude of lawlessness in our country that springs from I don't know where. Maybe you do. And we cannot have that lawlessness become the norm.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Cleanup efforts continue in Kentucky after severe weather over the weekend brought tornadoes that devastated many communities. Kentucky First Lady Brittany Beshear tells Fox and Friends she remains confident in Kentuckians' resilience despite the devastation.
When the sun came up over western Kentucky and the damage was clear, there just aren't words to describe how horrible it is. But Kentucky is strong. And Kentucky, in times of crisis, we come together.
At least 88 people are confirmed. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States is ready to move forward on the sale of F-35 fighter jets and drones to the UAE. Blinken making the announcement Wednesday in Malaysia after the UAE told Washington it was ready to end talks on the $23 billion deal. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you remember in October, both Republican and Democratic representatives had approached the NIH about funding that went to dogs and experiments, vocal cords being removed, them being caged, and the quote-unquote cruel treatment and experiments that had happened on 44 young beagles and multiple other sort of experiments that they wanted answers from Dr. Fauci as well as the National Institutes of Health on why, what are these for, why are we still using animals to this degree? And as you know, about a month or two ago, NIH Chief Dr. Francis Collins said he was going to step down. So we don't really have a lot of clarity on what else is going on. So coming up next is Dr. Catherine Rowe, Chief Science Advancement and Outreach Division of PETA Laboratory Investigations Department, to kind of talk to us about, you know, where we need to go with the NIH. Dr. Rowe, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me today.
Great. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, being in science and being in medicine, you know, we are grateful to all, you know, all the advancements we have. It's just sadly there's been some history to some of these advancements that we don't want to reproduce and we want to progress out of. But we never really heard much after what happened when representatives wanted answers from NIH. Have you heard anything?
Well, you know, representatives have asked NIH to give them some more information about what experiments are being conducted on beagles and why. And here's the hard truth. Literally tens of millions of animals are being tormented and killed in U.S. laboratories each year. It's not just beagles. It does include beagles, but we're talking about dogs, cats, monkeys, mice, rats. I mean, you name it, somebody's experimenting on that animal. Here's the other hard truth. These experiments are not leading to new treatments and cures for humans. The National Institutes of Health's own website, their own statistics tell us that 95% of drugs that test safe and effective in animals go on to fail or in some cases even cause harm in human clinical trials. Mm-hmm. You know, despite these failings, the NIH continues to spend about half of its research budget each year on these failing animal experiments. So we're looking at anywhere between $15 and $20 billion taxpayer dollars on animal experiments that are not leading to new treatments and cures.
Mm-hmm. And
so
we have
Dr.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, with Dr. Francis Collins stepping down, President Biden has the opportunity right now to appoint someone who is forward-thinking, someone who is willing to take the NIH out of the dark ages and move us away from using these cruel and ineffective experiments on animals and move us towards using, you know, more human-relevant research methods, more humane research methods, more effective research methods that can get us the treatments and cures that we need.
So true, so true. And, I mean, here we are in 2021 going into 2022. We do a lot of in vitro studies that then we apply to our human studies. You know, is there a trend on which type of medications or vaccines or things are being, you know, still used or tested archaically?
Oh, I think all of them right now. You know, and the reality is that we are not mice, we're not rats, we're not dogs, we're not cats. The physiology of non-human animals is different from humans. You know, the 95% failure rate goes up when you look at treatments for things like Alzheimer's or cancer or sepsis or stroke. These are leading killers of people in the United States. This is where NIH is putting most of its money, and yet they're failing nearly 100% of the time to yield new treatments and cures. You know, it's time to move on. It's time to put somebody in leadership position at the NIH who's willing to say, you know what, this hasn't worked. Let's mm-hmm. stop throwing money at it. Let's start putting money into the tools we know work.
Mm-hmm. I have listeners call and say, look, you know, I think my dog is in some pain. Can I give the dog some liquid Motrin? We can't give animals. We can't give animals Tylenol or Motrin. Yeah, that's something we humans do, right? Chocolate, you know, raisins. If they can't metabolize very common things and medications that humans can't, it starts to make you wonder on a broader sense, where's the applicability, you know, of the medicine being used? It's frustrating. The new interim director, Dr. Lawrence Tabak, do we know much about him and his kind of stance on, you know, being more, I guess, you know, aware of the lack of, you know, efficacy of a lot of these human experiments?
Yeah, Dr. Lawrence Tabak, he was the deputy director, and as you said, he is going to be the interim director at NIH. You know, I have a lot of hope for Dr. Tabak because he has been vocal. He has been willing to, you know, take the tough stance and say, you know what, these animal experiments, they're not even reproducible from one lab to the other. These animal models, they're not good models of disease. So he is not only aware of the problem, but he's willing to say to the scientific community, you know what? This isn't working. We shouldn't be funding this anymore. So though he is only the interim director at the moment, I think he could make some substantive changes because he knows the problem and he seems to be willing to take the steps necessary. And that's what we need for the interim director, and that is what we need for the permanent director once President Biden appoints somebody.
We're speaking to Dr. Catherine Rowe, Chief Science Advancement and Outreach Division of PETA Laboratory Investigations Department. So, Dr. Rowe, you've worked in academia. I've worked in academia. You know how it is. If somebody does come in with fantastic ideas and a good heart, and they don't, shall we say, produce or, you know, follow the mold in terms of getting the grant studies or getting the results, how do people, do you think there's more people out there that think like us, but they don't want to take on that role because they don't feel they're going to show their actively, you know, because a lot of these studies, it gets funding, not so much for results, just because they're doing the study. Are there enough means of non-animal type of experimentation that could still allow a more robust research environment?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that one of the obstacles, if you will, you just, you know, articulated perfectly, because as you said, the goal for many academics, for many people doing research, isn't necessarily to find a new treatment or a cure, isn't necessarily to find human applicable data. It's to get their data published and to get the grant money. So as long as the grant money keeps coming in, as long as the journals keep publishing the data, however ineffective or harmful those experiments might be, people are going to keep doing it. And like you said, people are afraid sometimes to speak out. People are afraid to go against the grain, if you will. What I'd like to do is see a director put in place who doesn't make it against the grain. Do you know what I'm saying? Who makes work with human relevant research methods the norm, working towards getting animals out of laboratories the norm. That should be what we're all looking for, helping animals, getting them out of the laboratories, and helping people, getting them the treatments that they need. And there are a host of non-animal methods that people can and do use. These are ones that are well documented and already in use, and there are ones constantly being developed. These are human-based tools that range from, you know, using humans themselves in non-invasive research, using imaging tools that are just, you know, have grown leaps and bounds just in my own career. We've got models that are based on human cells and human cell lines, you know, 3D models of the brain, 3D models of a human lung, of a human heart, of a human kidney, that are much better predictors of how humans are going to respond to, say, a drug intervention or how human disease develops in human cells. This is the sort of research we need to be investing in.
So true. How can my listeners find out more information?
Oh, please go to PETA.org where you can get all kinds of information. And if you're interested, you can also really quickly take action by going to PETA.org/Biden where you can send a quick email to President Biden, you know, urging him to take this appointment very seriously and, you know, choose someone who is willing to break the mold a little bit, somebody who's willing to be visionary, and somebody who's willing to move us away from these ineffective animal experiments.
So true, so true. Thank you so much for all your great work. Can't wait to have you back.
Okay, thank you again.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done, by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't want you guys making the holiday shopping, Christmas shopping mistakes that I'm making. I walk into a store. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get all my gifts. I see the shelves kind of empty. I'm with my kids who are kind of like, okay, Mom, I don't want to be here anymore. Let's go. I got what I needed to. They're not good shoppers either. I'm not a good shopper. So then I went home and I bought some gift cards. And that's not what I want to do for Christmas. I don't want to put a gift card under someone's tree. I want to give them a gift. Now, we got 10 days till Christmas. No need to stress. We got some help on the way. Marissa Brainy, television host and lifestyle expert, is with us next to kind of talk to us about what we could do stress-free to help get through the holidays and our holiday shopping. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us. Marissa.
I'll be with you. I've got you covered, so no worries.
I love it. Marissa, thank you so much. So, all right, what do we do? We got 10 days left.
Yeah, so you talked about those empty store shelves. We've all heard about supply chain issues. So this is a really cool option. Did you know you can actually send a gift on demand via DoorDash? It's all through their gifting feature. And you have so many gift options to choose from beautiful holiday bouquets to maybe some fun martini glasses and a cocktail shaker. Maybe you want to send some festive donuts from Duck Donuts. And these are all available same day that you order them, or you can pre-schedule a drop on a special day, so it's great. You just have to open up your DoorDash or Caviar app, enter in the person's address that you'd like to send a gift to, and then you can browse what's available near them, choose the perfect gift, just hit send as a gift at checkout.
I love that. And that's easy because I know a lot of people that are worried about Omicron. They're worried about going into a store. They're worried about driving in the snow. And you don't have to just send a gift card. There's some real cool things that are out there. You know, I did like the Ancestry DNA test. I did that for a couple people and they thought that was the coolest thing because, you know, they get flowers, they get, you know, one of those cakes everybody gets during the holiday. Do you ever recommend those as like a gift?
Yeah, this is such a great go-to because you can do it last minute, but as you said, it's also meaningful, right? So it's a gift that really sparks conversation, deeper connection with family, and really gets you to learn about your unique heritage and family history. And so Ancestry DNA is the best-selling kit, as you mentioned. And what I love is that you're able to really find your unique story through it with things like, you know, precise geographic locations, where your family members are from, and the most connections to living relatives as well. So definitely something that really promotes togetherness for the holiday season.
Oh, it is. It's fantastic. I think those things are cool. In fact, you know, I knew that we had a couple family members that might have strayed and, you know, might have taken some road trips because we have some DNA in some, you know, very interesting areas. So, you know, there's, you can also build your own story. For those of you guys who got writer's block, look at your Ancestry DNA and make a story of it. I think it's pretty cool. So I know a lot of people have hesitancies, Marissa, on shopping online and doing the delivery because they fear that the delivery charges are going to be, you know, are going to take away a lot of the savings. How do you approach that?
Well, I think managing payment is really important this time of year. And, you know, PayPal and Venmo are great options for managing something like a group expense. But PayPal also lets you personalize a free digital greeting and attach a gift of money so that recipients can really spend it however they'd like. And if you are going in on a group gift or maybe gifting an experience, it's a nice personalized way to do it rather than just gifting money itself. You can do a personalized greeting and send it digitally. Really great. And new PayPal customers can also earn $5 just by downloading the app, signing up, and adding a payment method. So definitely something to keep in mind if you're new to PayPal and looking for a little extra assurance with any digital payments.
Marissa, I love that. We're speaking to Marissa Brainy, television host and lifestyle expert, to gift an experience. I can't tell you how many times, you know, there's a friend, and so everybody will, I don't know, do like $30 or $40 or $50, and they get a whole bunch of mugs or whatever, or bottles, and if you all had put it together, you could have gotten them like a staycation. Or you could have gotten them like a, Palm Springs trip. And so I love that, and PayPal allows you to personalize it. That's a very cool gift. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's a great feature, and, you know, really allows you versatility when you are going in on a group, which so many of us do that this time of year, whether it's a family member or maybe a teacher from your kid's class. You know, there's lots of group gifting happening right now.
Yeah, like maybe like a pamper purse. So like my mom, you know, me and my siblings, you know, we can't stand my mom. I love her, but we can't, you know, and we would love to ship her someplace out of state for a weekend. So we could say, look, mom, we want you to be pampered. So here's your little pamper purse through PayPal or whatever, and you could use it. I think that's fantastic. Okay, man, Marissa, any other ideas you got for us? This is fantastic.
Well, I want to save you here, okay, because this has happened to me. You know, often in the rush to find the perfect present, we forget about batteries. And battery-operated gifts are likely on your list. You know, one in five toys on those big holiday gift guides that come out each year are battery-operated, and yet about a third of them don't actually come with the batteries. So don't forget about Duracell this holiday season. I'm recommending Duracell Optimum. 63% of parents say that, you know, the big important gifts at the holidays really deserve the best, most long-lasting batteries. And so Duracell is the way to go for that. You know, definitely have to add that to your last-minute list for sure. And then one other idea for you that, you know, you can't go wrong with is chocolates, right? Something sweet at the holidays. Last minute. Lindt, the world-renowned Swiss chocolatier, has an incredible holiday collection. I love the little chocolate figures to stuff inside stockings. But the centerpiece of their holiday collection is really the Lindor truffle. It's a holiday classic. If you haven't tried it, it's a must try. Creamy decadent center with that delicate chocolate shell. And what I love about this is it's ready to gift. So they present it so beautifully in a variety of different packaging options. So you can literally get it on your way somewhere as a great last minute option.
It's so true. It's so true. And the red ones are the dark chocolate, the blue are the milk chocolate, and the white are the white chocolate and the wrapping. I got to memorize. No, but interesting that you bring up the Duracell batteries, because I always talk about gift baskets and some easy gifts to do under $20, $30. Sometimes my dude friends, you know, if I could get them some tools and you know, some packs of batteries and make a little basket or bag out of it, they're like, oh my God, I could use these. You know, and it's like, that I could use that much more than cologne, you know. But like, my wife gets you cologne, and I'm like, yeah, I know, you know, because you stink. But you know, it's, you know, so I think batteries are a fantastic, I mean, not only just as a gift, you know, so much as a gift for themselves, but those are things that you just don't get a gift, and then they're like, well, oh darn, I don't have batteries, and they put it to the side. Add some extra batteries to it, and I like Duracell because they look the coolest. So Marissa, any other ideas you have for the last minute or so?
Well, I think that just all of these are really something that could fit multiple people on your list. Just to go back to the DoorDash option, I mean, what's cool about that is that, you know, it's dependent on where the person lives. So when you put in their address, you'll see all the things available. But you don't have to leave your house. I mean, if you don't want to go to the store, or if it's too late to get to the post office, you have that option for that same-day delivery or to schedule it ahead of time. So that, to me, is a win-win.
Right. It is. I love that. I tell you, I love the ingenuity, especially with this whole post or during this whole COVID pandemic. Marissa, thank you so much we can't wait to have you back, and happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you. Have a very happy holiday.
You too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We WERGCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.